الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had discussed the incident pertaining to Nabi Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام and the magicians of Fir'aun, and how when these magicians witnessed the divine assistance coming to Nabi Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, they realized that what he was doing was not magic, but it was something greater than magic. Then immediately they brought iman at the hands of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They proclaimed their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Fir'aun subsequently threatened to harm them, to take their lives, then very bravely, with conviction, with strength of iman, they mentioned or they declared to Fir'aun, "Inna ila rabbina munqalibun," that we are not afraid of whatever threats you issue to us. Even if you wish to take our lives, we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they made dua to Allah, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا, that, O Allah, pour upon us, shower upon us, sabr and patience, وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ, and take us away as those who have submitted before you. So when this was said, and remember this was done in public, Fir'aun, prior to this, had gathered a large number of people in anticipation that his magicians would defeat Fir'aun, would defeat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he wanted to consolidate his power in the eyes of the people, that they would realize that Musa alayhi salam is a fraud and my magicians have defeated him. So he had gathered a large number of people, and in public this meeting took place between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the magicians. And now this public gathering had now seen the magicians have now jumped ship and they have now come onto the side of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So when the henchmen and the ministers of Fir'aun witnessed this, they realize that in the eyes of the public, they are going to kick Fir'aun out. They will realize Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is worthy of being followed. So these ministers realize that if Fir'aun has to go down, we also will go down. And we won't have any authority any longer. So they try to incite Fir'aun, that why don't you do something? Stop Musa and his people. So they say to him, وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنِ, these henchmen or these ministers from the people of Fir'aun said, أَتَذَرُ مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ لِيُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَيَذَرَكَ وَآلِهَتَكَ, they said to Fir'aun that are you going to just leave Musa and his people to cause havoc in the land and to forsake you and your idols? And here Alama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah has mentioned that we know that Fir'aun would tell people that he is the Rabb, he is the deity worthy of worship. So what is meant when they say that Musa and his people are forsaking you and your idols? What idols are being spoken about? So Shah Sahib rahimahullah says that Fir'aun had actually erected statues and portraits of himself to this and to worship this. So this is what they are referring to, that Musa alayhi salam and his people are going to just give up worshipping these statues and portraits of you, and they are now going to worship Allah. So how are you just leaving them to do this? So when Fir'aun hears this, he also now becomes enraged, and he says, قَالَ سَنُقَتِّلُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَنَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ, that definitely we will take the lives of their children, we will kill their children and we will spare their women. وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ, and we have irresistible power over them, we have authority over them, in no time we will now wipe them out. And this we find is the general reaction of every tyrant, every ruler who rules through oppression and injustice. When he sees, despite him seeing the writing is on the wall, my reign is about to be lost, but he just cannot give up his power and the hold that he has over the people. So he very arrogantly and foolishly tries to retain his power, and he tries to make the people believe that I will get rid of this threat and I will retain my power. So when he threatens them in this way, and this Mufassirin have mentioned, this was actually a threat of genocide, that we're going to wipe them out. So look at Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's advice to his people. He gives them the solution when you faced with this threat of genocide. Qala Musa liqawmihi, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says to his people, ista'inu billahi wasbiru. Two solutions he gives to them, that seek assistance from Allah and have sabr, have patience. In other words, this threat is before you. Ask Allah to help you, because if Allah's assistance comes, then they will never be able to harm you. And at the same time, if Allah decrees that some harm does come to you and you are put into some trial, then wasbiru, have sabr, have patience, bear this with sabr, Allah will reward you for this. And then he gives them some encouragement. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ So Musa alayhi salam says to them that the entire earth belongs to Allah. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ He will give it to whichever slaves of his he wishes. If he wishes to give Fir'aun leadership, he'll give it to him. But if Allah wishes to give you leadership and give you dominance, then he'll give it to you. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And the praiseworthy outcome will always be for those who have taqwa. Those who fear Allah, those who are conscious of Allah. Definitely your outcome will be favorable. So he encourages his people in this way, that even though the threat of genocide is there, but inshallah Allah will give us victory. But amongst his people there were those with weak iman, and those who were now afraid, the threat was in front of them. So they addressed him and they said, قَالُوا أُوذِينَا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا They said, O Musa, we were persecuted before you came to us, and even after you came to us also. In other words, you didn't help us. Before you, Fir'aun and his people had enslaved us, we were regarded as second-class citizens. And after you came to us also, the same thing happened. There was no difference in the treatment meted out to us. You haven't benefited us. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam again encourages them. قَالَ عَسَىٰ رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ That perhaps Allah may destroy your enemy very soon. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ And Allah will then grant you dominance or make you the leaders in the land. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah will then see how do you carry out your actions or what actions do you carry out? How do you carry out yourselves? So he gives them this encouragement that while you may have been persecuted in the past, but very soon Allah will bring victory to us and Allah will give you that leadership in the land. And like this, many of them then were encouraged and inspired to be firm upon their iman. And we know thereafter what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then drowned Fir'aun and his people. And the Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people were actually given leadership. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا That same group of people that one day were oppressed, were downtrodden, we gave them as inheritance, so to say, we gave them the same lands that Fir'aun and his people had inhabited. So they became the leaders, they became those in charge. And Mufassirin have mentioned that in this verse, which is being recited to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in this was also subtle encouragement and a subtle prophecy that was now given to the Quraysh, or rather to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that just as the Bani Israel were downtrodden, were persecuted, you also are being persecuted by the Quraysh of Makkah. And just as we will give them leadership, we will give you leadership very soon. And this was also now signaling the start of what ended up as the conquest of Makkah, where the Sahaba radiallahu anhum now gained control over that very same city that they were persecuted and great injustices were meted out to them in. They now became the leaders and they became in charge. So this is the lesson of history, that when there is a tyrant ruler, when there is injustice, oppression, and there is a group of people that are being oppressed and these heinous crimes are being carried out against them, then this will not last forever. That tyrant will be brought down, and very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now reward these people and give them leadership in the land. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب